survive. True, the mists did also cause some deaths in those who went out in them, but the number killed was not a large enough percentage of the population to be a threat to our survival as a species. The ash, that was our real problem. The smoke filling the atmosphere, the black flakes covering up everything beneath, the eruptions of the volcanic ash mounts, those were what would kill the world. 61.
Elland, Ham called, rushing up to him. You're back.
Surprised? Elland asked, reading his friend's expression.
Of course not, Ham said, a little too quickly.
The scouts reported your approach.
My arrival may not surprise you, Elland thought tiredly, but the fact that I'm still alive does. Did you think I'd run off to get myself killed, or did you simply think that I'd wander away and abandon you? It wasn't a line of reasoning he wanted to pursue, so he simply smiled, resting a hand on Ham's shoulder and looking toward the camp. It looked strange, bunkered down as it was, ash piled up outside of it. It looked a little like it was dug into the ground several feet. There was so much ash.
I can't worry about everything at once, Elland thought with determination. I just have to trust. Trust in myself and keep going.
He had pondered the mist spirit the rest of his trip. Had it really told him not to attack Fadrix? Or was Elland simply misinterpreting its gestures? What had it wanted him to learn by pointing at his vials of metals? Beside him, Ham was regarding the mass of new Kolos. To the side of the army, his other Kolos sat, still under his control. Though he had grown increasingly adept at keeping a hold on the creatures, it was still nice to be back close to them. It made him feel more comfortable. Ham whistled quietly.
28,000? He asked. Or at least that's what the scouts say.
Elland nodded.
I hadn't realized how large the group was, Ham said. With that many.
37,000 total, Elland thought. More than enough to storm Fadrix. He began to walk down the incline toward the camp. Though he hadn't needed much pewter to help him through the hike, he was still tired.
Any news of Vin?
He asked hopefully, though he knew that if she'd managed to escape, she would have already found him.
We sent a messenger into the city while you were gone, Ham said as they began to walk. Yeoman said a soldier could come and confirm that Vin was still alive, and so we complied in your name, thinking it best if Yeoman thought you were here.
You did well, Elland said.
It's been a while since then, Ham said. We haven't heard anything of her since.
She's still alive, Elland said. Ham nodded.
I believe so, too.
Elland smiled.
It's not just faith, Ham, he said, nodding toward the Kolos that had remained behind. Before she was captured, I gave some of those to her. If she'd died, then they would have gone out of control. As long as she lives, whether or not she has metals, she will remain bonded to them.
Ham paused.
That would have been something good to tell us earlier, El.
I know, Elland said. It's too easy to forget how many I'm controlling. I didn't even think that not all of those are mine. Post scouts, keep an eye on them. I'll take them back if they go wild.
Ham nodded.
Could you contact her through them?
Elland shook his head. How did he explain? Controlling the Kolos wasn't a subtle thing. Their minds were too dull for much beyond simple commands. He could order them to attack, or to freeze, or to follow and carry things. But he couldn't direct them precisely, couldn't instruct them to speak a message, or even how to accomplish a goal. He could only say, do this, and watch them go.
We've had scout reports from the Central Dominance, El, Ham said, voice troubled.
Elland looked at him.
Most of our scouts didn't return. Nobody knows what happened to Demu and the men you sent. We hope they reached Luthadel, but the capital is in bad shape. The scouts who have returned bear some pretty frustrating news. We have lost many of the cities you conquered during this last year. The people are starving, and a lot of villages are empty save for the dead. Those who can flee to Luthadel.
leaving trails of corpses on the road buried in ash.
Elend closed his eyes, but Ham wasn't done.
There are tales of cities swallowed by the rumbling earth, Ham said, voice almost a whisper. King Lucal and his city fell to lava from one of the ash mounds. We haven't heard from Jannarl in weeks. His entire retinue seems to have vanished, and the northern dominance is in chaos. The entire southern dominance is said to be burning. Elend, what do we do?
Elend continued to stride forward, walking onto an ash-free pathway and then into the camp proper. Soldiers were gathering about, whispering, looking at him. He didn't know how to answer Ham's question. What did he do? What could he do?
We'll help them, Ham, he said. We won't give up.
Ham nodded, looking slightly bolstered.
Though before you do anything else, what you should probably do is go change your clothing.
Elend glanced down, remembering that he was still wearing the black uniform, bloodied from killing Kolos, then stained by ash. His appearance caused quite a stir in the men.
They've only seen me in the white, pristine outfit. Many of them have never even seen me fight, never seen me bloodied, never seen me dirtied by ash.
He wasn't certain what bothered him about that. Ahead, Elend could see a bearded figure sitting in a chair beside the pathway, as if he were simply out there for an afternoon repast. Set eyed him as he passed.
Mar Kolos?
Elend nodded.
We're going to attack, then? Set asked.
Elend stopped. The mist spirit apparently didn't want him to attack, but he couldn't be certain what it had wanted him to know or think. He didn't even know if he should trust it. Could he base the future of his empire on vague impressions he got from a ghost in the mists? He had to get into that storage, and he couldn't afford to wait in siege, not any longer. Plus, attacking seemed the best way to get Vin back safely. Yeoman would never return her. Elend either had to sit around and wait, or he had to attack, hoping that in the chaos of battle Yeoman would leave her in a dungeon somewhere. True, attacking risked an execution, but letting Yeoman use her as a bargaining chip seemed just as dangerous for her.
I have to be the man who makes the hard decisions, he told himself. It's what Vin was trying to teach me at the ball, that I can be both Elend the man and Elend the king. I took those Kolos for a purpose. Now I need to use them.
Inform the soldiers, Elend said, but don't have them form ranks. We attack in the morning, but do so in surprise, Kolos first, breaking through their defenses.